Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Welcome to episode 62 of the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. Might be 63, I don't even know, I'm not sure. But, man, we had to go up north tonight. We had to go to Detroit. I set out today to find a fucking legend, an unsung goddamn pioneer, if you will. I'll put you this way. His first album, The 40 Made Me Do It, it came out the same year UGK's Too Hard to Swallow, the same year as Poison Clan's fucking Poisonous Mentality. I mean, this dude just, you know, he comes from that era, and he just kept making hits all throughout the 90s. You know what I'm saying? He didn't stop there. 20 years later, fast forward, he's still here today. He's here with us, the one, the only, the neighborhood shit talker himself, Dice. What's up, my brother?
Yo, yo, what's the deal, baby boy?
Man, first and foremost, man, it's an honor to have you on the show because, you know, I've been listening to your music almost 20 years because, I got into you on the Shit Talker album. But, you know what I'm saying, you're still doing it, man. You still got them brutal fucking lyrics, too. That's what I respect about you.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate you having me on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I try to keep it 100, man, to the streets, to all my fans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you never, you know what I'm saying, I never heard nothing whack come from you, man. It's kind of like a Spice One, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're consistent with it, man. What made you continue to stay true to your roots and what you do when a guy with your talent could easily just say, you know what, I'm going to go make some of this ADD dumbed-down music over here and get a quick plaque on the wall? What made you stay true?
It's the life I live, man. It's the shit I see every day. Shit I grew up on, you know, so ain't no turning back from that. You gotta keep it real and true. And people I grew up with, they know what it is. So ain't no turning, ain't never that dumbed down shit here. You never get that from me. You know what I'm saying? So it's the way of life, the way I live.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You got into the game back at the time, you know what I'm saying, when you know, obviously the music was different. You know what I'm saying? The substance,
yeah.
The content was different. How do you feel about the shit that they're putting out nowadays as far as the substance in the music?
Oh, ain't no substance, man. It's a bunch of clown shit. Clown music, you know, but I'm not mad at them, you know, let them do their thing, get their money, but yeah. Back then it was more substance to the music. You had a lot of competition, lyrical, music-wise. Right now it's just a bunch of turn on your computer, make a few loops beat, dumbass hook, stupid ass auto tune bullshit, and you're a millionaire, you know, it's shit what? I barely listen to the radio, but you know, if it wasn't for my little seeds and shit, listen to that shit, I wouldn't even know none of that shit exists.
Yeah, that's real shit right
you
there.
Know
I don't know real about none of it. I'm a music journalist, I couldn't even tell you who the fuck is in the top 10 or any of that shit. You know, because I refuse, you know, I put my foot down and I refuse to accept that as form of entertainment, let alone cover it. If I'm going to cover it, it's going to be just trashing it.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So, but man, we got you on here, man. We got a lot of hits, man. I just saw the video today for Morphine. Man, I want to give you props on that. That shit is sick. I'll put you this way. Brother Lynn's Hung just came out. You know what I'm saying? Props to him. But, man, I don't know, man. When it comes to that hardcore grimy shit, I think I'm going more in the direction of where you're at, man. That shit is real.
Right.
Fuck.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
And we're going to play it right now real quick, if you can't hold the line. But introduce it, man. Tell the people what this song is.
Well, this is a single off the new album, Morphine. You know, it's right more like an introduction. It's not really a single. It's just let the people know I'm back. This is what you expect from me every time you get a Dice CD, some products. This is the real shit you're going to get. So just like an introduction to the world, to my fans, let you know I'm fuckers know I'm back. And I ain't going to let y'all down with this music shit. 100.
That's real.
So for the love of rap, I lost my focus. Surrounded by vultures, I'm getting money. Tell a crack to focus. Just say a prayer for me and pour some liquor for my dead homies. Daddy, why you never took the time out to really get to know me? I'm lonely, your bullshit ways really rubbed off on me. See mama, sometimes I wish that I was never born. Trapped in a world of storms, I'm a spider and Satan spawn. Look in the mirror, I see many faces of demons deformed. I'm a nigga who suffered from deep depression. A nigga who survived a recession through prayers and blessings by selling drugs and weapons. Now where did I go wrong? When I started reading scriptures from songs, or when I started selling hair rods to your baby's mom? I'm 40 years old on the block, still selling crack. I'm clowning. Beers, I'm down, and I'm a product of these ghetto surroundings. So fuck working minimum wage. I'm escorting off the back page. I'm a grown ass man walking with a pit bull and a sawed-off gauge. Still keeping it real, still sorting from a dollar bill. Still don't give a fuck how you other motherfuckers feel. Cause I get my grind on. And fucking bitches in my car and drinking liquor is all I got my mind on. I walk the path of a madman with the heart of sympathy. One of the realest niggas in Detroit. When I die, you will remember me. A legendary legacy, I was tortured, burned with third degree. Mama's a fiend, probably. Morphine is in my IV. Rest in peace, who's that fuck ass nigga who tried to rob me? I'm a gladiator, gangster, chronic masturbator. Detroit mentally, hood nigga, loving all of my haters. Now they calling me crazy in Detroit, Detroit. Detroit, Detroit. Detroit, Detroit. Detroit, Detroit. In Detroit, Detroit. Detroit, Detroit. Detroit, Detroit. In Detroit, Detroit. Niggas be catching cases on a daily basis. Cops are racist. Fuck your investigations. We sell drugs to better our situations. Love and hatred. Selling dope on a block to us is sacred. Some niggas can't take it. Drug dogs or other niggas just in order to make it. Living life struggles. Petty hustles. Welcome to my world. Rest in peace to cat murder. Who overdosed on girl? I'm reminiscing of a hard head nigga who barely listens. Bitches come up missing. Cooking up blow in these rat infested kitchens. I'm a money grabber. Pulling out heaters on you backstabbers. Ghetto fabulous. Hanging with purr. A motherfucking savage. I'm above your average, living lavish, dodging prison. It's been a long time, but fuck the world, niggas, the dash has risen.
That's what the fuck the rap game needs right about now, some shit like that. Let me bring back on my guest, Dice, you know what I'm saying, right here. Callers, calling 714-409-0548. Man, that shit is fucking brutal. That's another thing I respect you, man, is your intensity with your lyrics. It's almost like sometimes you're just screaming, man. Where does that come from, Dice?
That comes from 20 years of pain, struggle, life, and a motherfucker that need to be heard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. That's exactly why the fuck we're doing this show, man. And I hope people check out this archive, ugsforlife.com. When is the Morphine Project dropping?
Well, I'll be looking at like March, anywhere between the 16th and the 20th of March. You know what I'm saying? So like about another 30 more days after we get through promoting heavy and doing the shit we need to do when it's about time ready to drop. We're going to start doing the pre-orders and all that, and then it should be ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You got any guest features on there?
Yeah, I got a pervert pastor.
I got Raheem,
Timmy Two Times. Yeah, Razak Raheem, the pervert pastor. Timmy Two Times. And I got my man Poe Hussein on there.
Yeah, that's what it is right there. That's some straight up Detroit shit right there, man.
For sure, for sure.
What's the hip hop scene in Detroit like right now?
Oh, it's a nice little hip hop scene going on, man. They got basically these last 3-4 years have been kind of picking back up. So like every Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, they got a little hip hop scene out here with everybody in network showcase their little joints. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty decent out here, man. It's picking up.
Have you ever battled? You ever done anything like that?
I battled back in the days, but, you know, my battling days is over.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I killed motherfuckers back in the days with my battling, but the day is over, though.
Yeah, now it's pen to paper, man. But you got, the reason I say is, man, because your punchlines and your metaphors, man, could just drop these motherfuckers. One of my favorite songs you ever did was Cocaine, because you convinced the listener, from my perspective anyway, that's what I got from it, you convinced the listener
right. That
you were the fucking drug. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Obviously, that was your intention, man. Was it hard to write that song, or that shit just come natural to you?
Well, it was an idea that was brought to me by somebody like, man, you know, because, you know, Nas had the gun rhyme at the time. And I was like, that was sweet. So my man was like, do it through a cocaine saying use a drug or something. I was like, if I do that, I really have to do some research on how that shit all started from coming over from overseas to bringing it back to the hood and how it's fucked the hood up. And up, you know what I'm saying? So it took me a minute to write that. I would say about a good 4 days. But I had everything was like coinciding, and everything was like, bam, that's what it is. He came from overseas. He came to the hood and flooded the hood and fucked the hood up, and these niggas getting killed over this. And got, you know, it took about 4 days, man. That was a nice rhyme. I had to really do some research on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, definitely.
That was nice.
That fucking album, though, man, that to me was a masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? Shit Talker as well. But, man, you've been dropping hits since. You know what I'm saying? What has been your reaction to your latest product? Motherfuckers really feeling it?
Far as which one? The Drug Abuse or either the Neighborhood Watch?
Drug Abuse came out. When did that come out? 08?
08, yeah. 08, I think. 08, 09, something like that, yeah.
What kind of reaction did you get from that?
Beautiful, yeah. They love it.
You had the video for Drug Abuse, I think, right?
Yeah, Drug Abuse, yeah. And that was like one of my favorite albums so far. It's one of my favorite projects I wrote, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That project right there was like, at the time, that shit is really going on. That's what I'm into as far as this music shit, you know. So it was that project right there meant a lot to me right there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I'm gonna play the Cocaine track, man. But you know what I'm saying. Before I play it, since we're talking about Cocaine, this is the real Rick Ross. Stick around, Dice. You know what I'm saying. We'll bring you right back right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
My man.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't turn that down. Only support the real.
That's what it's all about, man. eating, drinking, fucking, sucking.
Come on.
Snoring.
You know what I'm saying, Manny? We're going to do this, Manny. We got type of money around here, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. No. This is what it's all about, Manny. The girl right here. This girl is what it's all about, Manny. Follow me, Manny. Get the money, Manny.
I've been around the world and back. So many times I lost track. Loved by the folklore, then I forgot in Iraq. Born and raised in Colombia, I tried with the seeds. Most wanted by these groupers, cause I'm making them G's. Created by leaves. Lost cats to take me from thieves. Here they put me to the test. Cut me up with some mess. I was too powerful, but now I'm straight for the U.S. The Diamond Dellen was a warrior. He shipped me on a boat to Florida. There I was met by some chicks named Gloria, who afforded me. Took me to some cats that rewarded me with the razor. They chopped me up, then they started me. Then they shipped me off to Atlanta on an airplane with Manny and Tony Montana. Overheard them say some rich folks are loving it, but they don't know that I'm controlled by the government. I travel in a suitcase and keep cool as a fridge. I've been through the White House plus across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Surrounded by, man, you know, I'm surrounded by coming up,
it's everywhere.
And even in my later, you know, it's everywhere. So all my comrades, all the hood, you know what I'm saying? Shit, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
And Detroit.
Household shit, Detroit, yeah, you know, so. Ain't glorifying it or nothing like that, man. It's just, it is what it is. That's what comes out. You know, that's my flows. That's what I see. That's what I grew up on, so it's all good.
That song right there, that song, no, you ain't glorifying it all. That song right there we just played,
yeah.
That's a fucking documentary. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Not, that's not like these fuckers out nowadays. They're talking about popping mollies and doing all kinds of stupid shit. You're talking about the effects of this shit.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But, I heard you got more than one project on deck. I heard you got a few projects.
Yeah. This is going to be a great year. It's going to be a great 10 years. You feel me?
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, what you was telling me earlier, man, I was real happy to find out you're going to do a song with Mastermind. When is this supposed to take place?
Well, I got my other project in line. You know what I'm saying? I got this heavy project I'm working on right now. That's almost done. So I just gotta ship him a track. You know what I'm saying? He out there doing his thing. So I ain't gotta do nothing but ship him a few tracks, see what it is, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring out my brother Six. You know what I'm saying? From the Bay Area. I know he's definitely bumped your music over the years. Hey, what's up, Six?
Yo, what up, Six?
Think he he must not be there, man.
Okay,
but nah, man,
okay.
we'll get off in a little more music. But before we do that, if cats want to get at you for features, and listeners, I'm telling you, if you're rapping, I strongly suggest you get at this cat, man. This is one of the OG pioneers of Detroit, man. This is this cat, and he's lyrical as fuck too. So you got to bring your A game. What's the best way to get at you?
You can get at me at Dice. Store@live.com. Oh, no, dicestore@live.com. Yeah, you guess my email address. You can email me shit. Or you can go through the Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? Dice Monkey Joe Facebook, you know?
Yeah, we'll definitely, you know what I'm saying? We'll put the links on the page for the radio show, too. But
okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely. What motherfuckers can get at you. We got a motherfucker over here in, Detroit, man. We got 248, I believe. Let's see who's on the line. Hey, what's up, homie?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who this?
Hello? You know who this is.
You said 248. What up, dumb girl?
No, I was just calling to let you know that I was listening to you.
All right, bet it up. That's what it is.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right.
See, that's what's up, man. You got support.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So what about, man? I seen video footage you doing shows and stuff like that. You getting ready to take the show on the road?
Yeah, I'm putting shit together. You know, as we speak, for like my album release parties and shit, you know what I'm saying? A little concert tour in the state first, you know what I'm saying? And getting shit popping and then trying to do a worldwide concert thing, a little tour thing, you know? So I'm working on that right now, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Man, when they go to the show, though, man, what are they going to get?
What are they going to get?
Yeah. Are they gonna leave a fan for life or what?
Oh man, that's all the time. You can ask them that. They'll let you know all the time.
Yeah.
You're gonna get some high energy and some dog ass music and shit. You're gonna get a whole lot of shit. It's gonna be a hell of a time. Never disappoint, no disappointment, you know what I mean?
No, not at all. Not at all, man. I'm going to play this song right here. Let's go with Lonely Ruthless, man. This off the neighborhood shit talker. This got to be my one of my favorites, man. What can you tell me about this record?
Oh, man. Lonely Ruthless Nigga.
Timeless classic.
Self-explanatory right there. Lonely Ruthless Nigga. That's how I feel. Caged in, lonely. Four corners, you know? Lonely Ruthless Nigga. That's what it is.
Here it is, right here.
Yeah, you know, I ain't been taught nothing except for I am nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I go out and smoke a motherfucker like it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
I run up on your granny, snatch your purse and then shoot her. I need some motherfucking money for a brew and some Buddha. I said fuck the police because they murdered my brother. See, daddy was a dope fiend, all I had was my mother. Growing up as a kid, they said my life wouldn't last. Niggas shot up my car, and I shot back at they ass. Never labeled a sucker, just a poor motherfucker. So when you be picking your cash, shut up, I be sticking your ass up.
Now what I'm gonna do when the dice has come to kill you? Another fucking thing. What I'm gonna do when the dice has come to kill you?
Not a fucking thing, cause me don't be fucking round. See me go rob a bank, then fuck up in me, buck them down. I walk through the joint with me pants all sagging, and my boss bird dragging. So what's up, me kill cops, what did the figure? I'm your lonely, ruthless nigga. Lonely, ruthless nigga. Now I'm back on the block with the brew in the Glock. I do my dirt every minute, so I'm checking the clock. Now I'm running this bitch, and I'm up to no good. I grab my Glock and start sticking niggas up in my hood who used to beat me with bricks. Crack my head till it split. I jacked a nigga for a cake, and then my gun went booyah click. His daddy used to choke me with a chain and a cord. I put my pistol to his head as I cry for the Lord. I said, I do my dirt all by my lonely, so don't you walk up on me, cause nigga, you don't know me. So you better keep the stepping, or you will be a victim of 187. La 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 la. My time is still running, so I got to be brief. I want it dead or alive, and plus I'm labeled a thief. Whoever thought that I'd be doing all the shit that I do? Who gives two fucks about me? Who gives a fuck about you? I'm just a ruthless motherfucker, and I'm taking no shorts. Putting holes in motherfuckers, beating cases in courts. I reminisce about my niggas that was killed in a drive-by.
Yeah,
I put
the fire, did my niggas have to die? Somebody that won't for nothing after rocking a dawning. And my homies were dead on a lonely Monday
morning. The only ones that really cared for me, Lord, have mercy. That's why I packed those jammies. Let me go something plain and simple. Make it so jagged to the bullet in my temple. La 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 la. La 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 la. Yeah, we're back with Dice. Man, you took that track to places I didn't think that track could even go. I mean, you had the melody, you had the harmony, you had the fucking reggae, and then some cold fucking spits, man. How did you develop that style, man? That shit's just fucking insane.
Oh, man, that's just some shit that's in me, man. You know, just some shit that came out of me with the beers and the marijuana. It just took it there.
Yeah, the 40 you know made me do it.
40 made me do it. You know,
This shit's classic. I'm going to try to bring out Six again, man. He said he was talking, but we've been having problems in Blog Talk. Hey, what's up, Six? You there, brother? Oh, man, it's still ain't there. Let me see what's up with brother Mac J. Mac, you there?
What up with the prayers? UGS for life, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. Can't figure out why the fuck we can't hear Six. That's crazy.
What's up with the Dice?
What's going on, baby boy? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm liking the music and shit, man. I wasn't familiar with a lot of the stuff until I just started listening to some of this other stuff earlier, and I remember some of these songs, man. So it's good to see cats like you still out here getting this shit on their ass, man.
Yeah, thanks, cuz. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Where you calling from, bro? Where you from?
Well, I'm from the Chicagoland area, but I'm in St. Louis right now.
Sweet, sweet. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Well, what's up with this? Thanks for calling, man.
Yep, no doubt, Fred.
Yeah, it's the homie Mac, Jay right there, you know what I'm saying? He co-hosts the show with me a lot. Brother Six, I don't know what's up with your phone, man, or if it's Blog Talk. We're going to blame it on Blog Talk. But, man, let's talk about this song right here, Dice is King, man. Tell everybody about this motherfucker.
Dice is King. That's off the Drug Abuse album, man. That's one of the... That's that statement. That's a statement album right there. That's a statement song to motherfuckers who don't know, who think y'all know, who don't get props up. I'm letting you motherfuckers know what it is. I started this shit, and Dice is King around this motherfucker. For real, for real.
There we go.
That's a statement signature song right there.
Sacramento.
That's what it is.
What's up, Sacktown?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, is this Pizza Hut?
This Pizza Hut? Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
This Yogi and this Chick Wyatt. What up, Dice? What up, baby boy? What's cracking, man? What's this? What's up? What is it?
What's up? What's up, man? When you coming to Cali?
What's up, baby boy?
All right.
Should I be out there? Give me a minute. I'll be out there in a minute. Give me a minute.
All right. Good shit, man. Free Irish Mike, man. Free Irish Mike.
Yeah, for sure. Irish Mike, my man. You know what I'm saying? My man, Free Irish Mike, for sure. That's 100. What's up, baby boy? You all right out there? How's it out there in Cali?
Man, the weather's hella good out here.
Yeah, ain't got no snow out there?
Hell no.
Okay, that's what it is, man.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
All right, boy, I hit you up. Yep.
Yeah, you got people hitting up the boards, man, all over the country, man. Let's see, man, Six on, man. He's got to be on this time. You there, Six?
Yeah, what's now? Boys, man?
Yeah, we got you. We got you, man.
Charlie, hey, hold on. Shouts out to Amy at Blog Talk, you fucking typical woman. Get your goddamn service right, you drippy ass hoe. What
up,
guys?
3 months.
Yeah.
What up, though?
Yeah. Hey, you know how this woman at Blog Talk Radio dealing with the issues with a damn board? We got Amy over here helping us, but she's just a stupid fucking slip. But yeah, man, she's just loving it. I've been listening to this since I was a kid, man. It's just good to hear this shit still sound progressively hard. It ain't no pussyfoot shit here. And like I say, all the music out here nowadays is some faggot shit. It's glad to hear some shit. It ain't no fag, soft, pussy, cocksucking shit no more.
Never that. Yeah, for sure. Never that coming from me, baby boy. Never that.
Enough of that sprinkle, sweetheart shit that they doing, man. It's time to bring them old days back. Bunch of faggot people playing the game now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is, baby boy.
All day.
Yeah, that's
what it is. About prayers, man. We need to arrange a show for me, you, and Amy, where we sit Amy down and just call her a bitch all day because she's just an incompetent fucking woman, and
hey,
I'm sick of her shit.
For those of you who don't know, Amy is the attendant that works over here at Blog Talk. We has absolutely nothing to do with any of the problems we have.
She's a fucking woman.
She's
a home.
The one that gets the brunt of our frustration.
I'm going to bend it over and put 3 fingers inside of it. I'll get
Oh, man.
Be your thing, Marty.
Hey,
all day.
Check out Six Saturday night with Mac J and ex-adult stuff, Velvet Rose on KFYB. That's Fuck You Bitch Radio.
For sure, man. You want to have them on talking shit? If you have anybody to call, you want to call somebody out, call them by name. We don't give a fuck. All I do is I get high, I air out my issues, and I complain about bitches and shit that annoys me.
That's what it is.
You
got to
call into that motherfucker, man.
All right, that's what it is.
Hey, that's what's up, Six. Appreciate you, brother.
For sure.
Always entertaining, man, to have Six come through. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up on Facebook. He's Devil Six. Also hit him up for the artwork. But you know what I'm saying? Let's get back to this interview with Dice, man. I know you're a busy man. You got a 40 waiting on you, a blunt. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you got some pussy waiting on you too. But let's go back. You know what I'm saying? To the 40 made me do it, man. When you put that album out, man, what kind of stuff? What kind of reaction were you getting in that time in '92?
It was nothing but good reviews, man, all the way around the board on that one. You know what I'm saying? I had some major labels and shit looking to sign a brother, you know what I'm saying, at the time. And I was doing a lot of touring and shit in and out of town, you know. So it was some hell of a reviews, man. I dealt with a lot of famous motherfuckers at the time touring and doing shows and shit, you know.
Yeah. And then from there... that landed you over Real Life Productions. How did that deal come about?
Well, I guess after my little shit didn't fall through the way I thought it was with World One, Esham came looking for me.
Uh-huh.
And we just hooked up from there, fucked around a few years, you know what I'm saying, before I got serious about doing the album.
I know you was on the Mastermind Liquid Drano, Bitches Hate Me. Which is a classic record right there. Then of course you was on Torture for the Novice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that Torture, yeah, man. Yeah. Man, is there any, for the fans listening, because I know there's a lot of people listening that probably never heard that album and need to go back and check that shit out. But can you spit some of that shit off that?
Man, I remember the rhyme.
I catch you off guard at that one. It's
awesome. Yeah, torture.
I'm coming out of the woodworks. Nobody move. Nobody gets hurt. I'm leaving bullet holes in T-shirts. Buddha writing. Masturbating while rhyme writing. Wicked. Finger fuck a pussy at Jada Pickett's. I don't even know the rest of that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. He just said finger
some
fuck
shit like
pussy
that.
At Jada Pinkett, man.
Jada
I mean,
Pickett.
They,
yeah,
you
yeah,
always
man.
Said that shocking shit like a Brother Six. He just talked about putting three fingers inside a bitch. That's the same
yeah.
shit, man. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shock value, man. How important is that shock value for the listener? I mean, when you deliver that, man, what are you wanting to get out of it?
There's no holds barred. You say what the fuck you want to say as long as you word it right and make that shit mean something. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I say what I want to say as long
yeah.
as it's in content with the song and that shit going to come out dope. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Oh, he said it. Yeah, I said it. Fuck it. And now what?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. That definitely,
like
you know what I'm saying? I think you had Halle Berry in a rhyme, too. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. All them bitches.
Yeah.
Got a lot of bitches in my rhymes.
You know what I'm saying? What are you doing now as far as, like, you just dropped a video the other day. Where can people go see it? I know they can go to YouTube, but...
Yeah, you can go to my forum page. You can go to the it's a lot of shit. I don't know. My manager handle all that business, but it's quite a few places you can look it up at. But what I didn't really know is the YouTube joint. And,
yeah. Go to YouTube, type in Dice Morphine, MORFEIN. That's where you'll find it right there. And that shit, you just dropped it a few days, not even a few days ago. You're already up almost to 1,000 views.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's showing you, that's just in a couple of days, that's showing you right there the interest. You know what I'm saying, that the people have.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel after being in the game, you know, 20 years, to know that people, man, still get into your music and you're still bringing it?
Right. I felt good, man. You know, I took like a 3-4 year layoff, you know what I'm saying, due to some other shit I'm going through in my life. But,
yeah.
And to see that, when I dropped that, it made me feel like, okay, no more breaks. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit moving. No more breaks. Don't let shit hold you back and keep dropping this shit. So it made me feel good. It inspired me and shit. So, you know, I'm back on the block for real. And I got a lot of more material I can drop. And nobody got to be waiting for shit. I got shit. You know what I'm saying? So it made me feel good, man. It made me feel good that the fans still appreciate it. And when I dropped it, I was like, damn, they might not even like this type of shit. You know, there's a lot of bullshit out here in the world. Now maybe they want this, just that. I'm not doing this, just that. So when I got a lot of good reviews and good responses off of it, shit, I ain't lost a step.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm reading the comments, man. I'm reading some of these comments off the video. You know what I'm saying? This Kay Andre said, Dice is the most underrated Detroit MC of all time. Fuck Shady. I mean, that right there has got to make you be like, wow. You know?
Yeah. I seen that shit.
Yeah, that's
loyalty, man. I love my loyalty. I love my fans. And I ain't gonna be away for no long time like that no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna disappoint them on the music I'm dropping. So it's gonna be a hell of a 10, 20 more years. It's gonna be real fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, man, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you almost spending an hour with us, man, and you know what I'm saying, we'll get off into some more music. But, man, just keep networking, keep in touch with me, man, and you know what I'm saying, let's keep this shit moving. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate you too, man.
Man, that's what it is right there, man. Detroit legend Dice, man. Man, huge honor to be able to interview that brother right there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been listening to his music for years, you know. Play a couple more Dice tracks, you know what I'm saying, right now, man. You know, getting high. That's what we got to do.
Heroin in my possession. Cop pulled me over and he spotted out my Smith & Wesson. Missing, I'm a got dreams of being buried 6 feet underground. I guess I was put here to commit sin. Hang with my niggas, smoke Buddha, drink juice and gin.
If you're shot on a roof, this nigga.
Let's go on MTV, man. Let's get some money.
Now,
no!
The weather may turn green.
Storm.
I may climb around the country.
I want to get high.
We the crowd, the rock, the rock, the rock. We the rock.
No one loves me. I'm doing heroin with my girl. I talk to demons, and demons tell me to put this crack pipe in my mouth. Forgive me, children. I'm so embarrassed. The smell of crack rocks in my house. Abusing drugs, bitches love. Abusing drugs, Tony loves. Abusing drugs. Yolanda loves abusing drugs. My mama loves abusing drugs. Mrs. loves abusing drugs. Drugs, drugs, abusing drugs. Mrs. loves abusing drugs. I cannot read, I cannot write, I can't even spell my name. I can't go around corner without buying some crack cocaine. I'm addicted, I'm just a failure. So say I'm crazy and all that shit. I'm just in love with drugs, in love with love, and I'm engaged to a doping bitch. Abusing drugs, bitches love abusing drugs. Monkeys love abusing drugs. Dice man love pervert love, abusing drugs. My uncle love, abusing drugs. Two times love, abusing drugs. The whole world love, abusing drugs. Abusing drugs.
$100 admission, severe pain when I'm pitching. Lifestyle has been all error, surrounded by bar bearers. Under surveillance, fucking floozes, that's so fucking brainless. Blast away, a fucking castaway, cast in the shadow. In a canoe without a paddle, yours was coke, here's a sample. I wanna shoot that bitch in the hand for biting that fucking apple. Surrounded by felonies, infidelities, mentalities, living lines casually. Getting high naturally, jumping on a block of coal like a trampoline. Driving down Martin Luther King. Pistol on my lap, smoking weed, glove box full of crack. Cruising floor, bruising. I'm paroled for distribution. I got my lawyer to spew me. Trial held over to October. Told my nigga, let me get a half a piece for five, and I owe ya. My cousin called for a pistol. I got one I can loan ya. Forever selling these onions. Trying to make this cabbage. Bringing bread to the table. I'm a fucking savage. Drug abuser, supplier, a loser, a liar. Get higher, get lower than anyone you know of.
Abusing drugs, mommy love abusing drugs. Daddy love abusing drugs. My homeboy love abusing drugs.
Episode 62, we're abusing drugs right here at Murder Man's Music Show. Yeah, man, Dice's lyrics, they're made to shock your ass, man. Fucking highly intelligent shit, though, man. You listen to, like I said, the song Cocaine, and he really makes you, you know, believe that this dude is the cocaine, man. Talking about being in the nose of politicians, how he almost had LL Cool J and fucked up and Whitney. And dude's brilliant with that shit, man. We need more MCs like him, but he's spitting that real shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you don't like the swaggots either. But, man, I'm just looking on his page right now. He just posted, man, rest in peace to Tim Dog. Jesus Christ. Tim Dog died. Timothy Blair, a.k.a. Tim Dog, you know what I'm saying, died. He was born in 67, and he just died today. For those of you who don't know who Tim Dog is, in case any of you younger people listening, he was the guy that made the song Fuck Compton, where he went at NWA and everybody out there. Damn, shit, rest in peace. well, we ain't going to be having him on the show. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Never thought about it, though. Never thought about having him on the show. It would have been cool to have him on the show with, you know what I'm saying, a Compton rapper or somebody from the Dog Pound. Or we could even have B-Dub, the German branch of the Dog Pound, come on and say what's up. You know, you stupid motherfucking B-Dub. Oh, yeah, I'm DPG for life. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Dude needs to chill with that shit. But, you know, anybody got a problem with it?
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Six. You there, brother? Nope. Six.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. I thought Amy, you were tied up with Amy for a minute.
Yo.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I had to fucking call on, like, road to have the power conserved and shit, man. I hear you now, though.
That's what's up, man. Shit, Dice, you said you've been listening to him for a while, man. When did you initially get into Dice? Back when you was a kid?
Fucking, I tried Torture. That's when I first heard of this on there.
Yeah. Oh, Torture?
I was young as shit, too, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I was trying to get him to spit some of that shit just to show the people
I heard.
His lyrics, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm over here, where do I find the guy from Full Metal Jacket? I want to...
FMJ, this is FMJ on it, or once it's you sucked it. You just type in you on a switchboard, and all that shit is right there for
you.
Here we go.
Do you suck dicks?
There you go.
I was watching that like a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, we need that shit. You played it last week and it was perfect. I think it was last week, if not the week before. You just kept playing it over and over again. Let's see what this finger bang.
Your days of finger banging, old Mary Jane Rottencrotch through her pretty pink panties are over.
That's in there too.
You can't beat that, man. That's some real shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Man, it looks like Brother Six, his call just dropped. But let's get back in a little bit of music. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play, you know what I'm saying? I think we'll play some Treywood, man. Some Treywood. Here we go. Break them off.
Break 'em off, bitch. Slap them niggas. Break 'em off, break 'em off.
switch up. Cause a shorty, mama told me, if you bigger, pick a brick up. Now I'm bigger, I ain't fighting, but I'm still picking bricks up. Counting large amounts, I get my chips up. I ain't talking male deals when I say big bucks. Park at the park just to get my dicks up. Gorilla untamed, never change or switch up. 86 cutlass with the out of town place. Throwing strikes from the mound, you never make it to the base. I break in your crib, make you take me to the safe. For you trying to play your queen, I'ma take it with the ace. Cat ass niggas, break them all, break them all. Bitch, slap them niggas, break them all, break them all. You getting dough around him, break them all, break them all. You smoking draw around him, break them all, break them all. They putting locks on these hoes. Break them all, break them all. I'm going off on these hoes. Break them all, break them all. Every time I flow, I break them all, break them all. Everywhere I go, I break them all, break them all.
Man, that's some classic shit right there. Yeah, man, people been sending me packages lately. Just got a CD in the mail. I believe it was from Indiana. This cat, Juan the God, Back Like I Never Left. Man, I'm going to review it. I'm going to review it for you, buddy. But I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? If it's on some bullshit, if there's anything on here that I don't like, I'm going to address it. You're either going to get a skull, fuck you. You can, five skulls, obviously, is a classic. Five fuck yous means, man, go back to the drawing board, throw it in the garbage. Whatever pressed up material you have, just chuck it. But, no, I'm going to be fair. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, our review section. So check that out. You know what I'm saying? Underground Society Magazine. Another package came my way today. DJ Paul, they finally came through when we interviewed DJ Paul for the the show. I interviewed him again for the magazine. He told me he would send me out a package of his new smoked out barbecue sauce and barbecue seasoning rub. He sent that shit through the mail. You know what I'm saying? I'm debating on whether to open, crack that shit open and use it, or you know what I'm saying, wait until it's long out of print, put that motherfucker on eBay and get $200 for it. I don't know what the fuck to do with it. But I might crack it open though, man. I love to barbecue. It's getting warm a little bit right now. You know, spring is approaching. I might go out there and throw this on some fucking ribs. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to DJ Paul, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's your boy DJ Paul KOL from 36 Mafia, holding it down with the homie Prez on the Murder Master Music Show. It's going down, Mafia.
I go toe to toe and let's blow for blow, cause I'm badass, big bitch. I go hold a hole, but they'll go for show. I got my dick head in your bitch. Catch me rolling, don't fuck till I choke. Now I gotta go, I'm big. Catch this house, party up in this hole, cause I'll play with other folks' kids. Nigga, I'm a death row, that pussy. Leave it red like Suge Knight. Not passing her to my niggas. I'm cold, it's loaded, I'm smoking and rolling. Quit to give me girl, give her strokes, Gary Coleman. Then I let her hold it, deep throat. Hold on, mind me, if you keep on going, I'm a KOM, I'm some bell shit. I hop out green, I'm some prepper shit. Top of the day, getting green, I'm some selfish shit. I'm a rich bitch, I'm out wealthy shit. Let you talk shit, what the fuck I look like? If I ain't got no bells on me, I don't look like.
Leave the house without a strap, nigga.
If you get it from my mama, I'm riding presidential with the top by Stevie Wonder. And I got that burner that they get down, I lay down.
riding in that karma. Guess what goes around, comes around. Rolling up some papers, keep that swift like Jada. Fuck around and take your face off, nigga like Mr. Potato. Kid, let me hope for later. She give me a blowjob that's labor. Throwing money just because, shit, everybody ain't able. Niggas know how I'm swagging now. Got the black on black baby with a bag and now. Poppin' bad, she ain't touching my bag account. And then do the thing, fuck a nigga brag about. I'm getting money, ain't shit that I can't real control. Any nigga that get in my way, I'm popping his ass like Adderall.
Leave the house without a strap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Since I rap, no more trap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Rolling up some bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
Me without a bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
Fuck out of my motherfucking face. Get the fuck off, bitch! Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I dial 811.
Right.
Killer. Couple of gunshots, now the streets on fire. Shoot a flare, seeing car over the wire. Tire tracks and a few empty shells. Retaliation beating all the good story tales. Hills the problem, crazy ass kids, hungry for the quick, fast holes through your lids. Niggas too close, cheer, world is smaller. Got the fucking crime hit from an anonymous caller. Be all on the lookout, these boys are Afro. American dreams, so they out for the cash flow. Who asked your ass to get involved with crime? Now your motherfucking ass high, not like mine. The one time beating down everybody doors. The homies getting sweated, now they fucking with yours.
Fuck.
Yeah, blame it on Grandmaster Flash. The message is survival, so I'm hungry for cash. Oh, shit. Somebody dial 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And just for fun, a sucker getting seized, come on, block me one. Shit. Somebody dial 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And homie, just for fun, I suck an MC drum and I pop me one. A nigga on the run, so I stay out the window to the fucking phone booth trying to dial up some info. Hit up the Kenfo, cuz it's straight in the undercover bucket trying to get out of state. State of mind, kind of dip up the declare. Couple niggas started talking in the shit I hear. Should've known your weekend is gone. Been missing a few days, now your cover's blown. One time's on trial, how the fuck they know? Finger pointing motherfuckers, now I'm sweating my hoe. She don't tell them a word, so they start with the bluffing. No more questions, or start arresting. Fuck the lie testing, my words remain. Niggas lying in the streets, niggas off the chain. Nigga, off with the rings, run off in your spot, man. Off with the product, nigga, we got one shot. Shit up, somebody down 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And homie, just for fun, we suck an MC come and I pop me one. Cheer, somebody dial 811. This motherfucking nigga got a gun. And homie, just for fun, we suck an MC come and I pop me one. Cheer, somebody dial 811. Cheer, somebody dial 811. Cheer.
I just can't cope with all these problems I be facing. Trying to find a job is like trying to kill Jason. No matter where I look, it seems I'm always getting turned down. All of my dreams and hopes and shit, it seems that shit just burned down. Every way I look, I guess the crook is what they calling me. If something come up missing, yes, the jail is where they hauling me. Maybe because of my long hair, maybe because of my goatee, maybe because of the way I act, these busters think they know me. But slowly, but surely, I'ma set these fools up. The only time I'm gonna suck is when this player busts a nut. Cause I be down. If I'ma let them get me down, shit, before I go broke, I guess I rock me up an ounce low. Bounce to the counter, fuck, show me what they hitting for. Sell it all so I can show, I know I can't go broke no more. It's so much pain. It's just so much pain. Like my purse is steady rising, offer me a smile so my lips are what I hide. Driving me mad, I ain't been towards my pig. For so many years I watch people wipe away shells. It's just so much pain. I'm trying trying to make it on their own. Stuck out with boo-boo kids, and I know their daddy's gone. It's just 6 or 7 kids with 6 or 7 days. Their mommy's out here bad, that's because she never had a father of her own. Cause that I'm on the right track, so she thought getting pregnant was our only way to fight back. So now she's broken, stuck out, getting herself put out. Welfare can't help, so now she's traveling like a bus. All and her kids are sick and hungry, but sticking with their mommy. Her eyes are ripped from crying, cause now she's feeling lonely and them phony fools. Should've handled their business, but was they folding some folks? Cause she was the one that was big sick. And now she's not feeling love no more. But that's how the story go when you live your life like hoes. It's so much pain. It's just so much pain that my pressure's steady rising. Offer me a smile so my lips are what I hide. So driving me mad, I ain't been to work my pen for so many years. I watch people watch their feelings. It's just so much pain that my pressure's steady rising. Offer me a smile so my lips are what I hide. So driving me mad, I ain't been to work my pen for so many years. I watch people watch their feelings. And since I was a youngster, coming up around that thug life, dark nights with drug fights just made me get my mind right. But time might just stop, so your Glock can leave me bleeding. It's all for me to run, cause that might catch me while I'm sleeping. But I'm peeping out the program, right? The sweat from my body. Take a swig of the beer, reminiscing about the things my posing. He told me to keep my head up, but I'm better with all this drama. Having talks with my diary, cause I can't talk to my mama. And tears fill my eyes, I try to strive to be the best. Sometimes I cock my nine and just wanna get it off my chest. But I guess that I'll just take it one day at a time. But until this play or die, I have these feelings on my mind. It's just so much pain that my brother's daily rising. Offer me the smile so my lips are what I hide. It's driving me mad, I have been so on my feet for so many years. I watch people wipe away tears. It's just so much pain that my brother's daily rising. Offer me the smile so my lips are what I hide. Driving me mad, I have been so on my feet for so many years. I watch people wipe away tears.
Forever. 10 years later, we doing our thing, still going strong, still getting cash together. Don't trip, it can develop. A situation beat a nigga ass till my hands will swell up. Everything up on the pen in the past. Worth money like a motherfucker ransom letter. Better advance the cheddar, man, I'm better. I'm running up in your office with the mask and Beretta. When the money in my pockets get low, no such thing as a drastic measure. Nigga, you asking further. Niggas in the soldier click to go blast your setup. Right now, it's safe to say that nobody else doing this thing called rap is better. Man, try to get in my way till a nigga hasta la way go. The goofy, you don't blow noodles at the back of your head and make it look like pasta with Play-Go. Shit, the soldiers up next, cause now the South is on. So everybody say what's up to Renaissance Falcon. Yeah.
Up in the sky, you know what I'm saying? another nigga dead. But man, for what? Because he went out his way to see a bitch ass slut. He didn't know that she was a neighborhood hoe. I guess the bitch got a kick for setting up the doulo. The brother that got killed was very close to me. Me and Kay and many others went to school with G. He rolled a glass house, plushed out on laces. I remember back we used to roll many places. To one night he went to roll to get his dick wet. I still remember cause I never forget. The next day on my way to the schoolhouse running late, I seen my nigga standing out crying at the gate. I said what's wrong cause my niggas didn't look right.
Man, I almost got killed last night.
I felt hurt, wanna do dirt for my nigga, yet my brother, cause he got killed by a punk motherfucker.
Check out Saturday, 9 p.m. Central, KFYB. But nah, man, we got something very, very special going down this Sunday. We got, you know what I'm saying, we're bringing back the church of reality. We're doing it the right way. We're bringing it back on a positive note because, you know what I'm saying, we got to stop this violence. You know what I'm saying? Not just in Chicago, but everywhere abroad. You got to put these guns down, man, and quit killing people. Chicago, what we're going to do is, you know what I'm saying, my special co-host for the episode is going to be my brother Trey Woods, Street Geeks, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to bring on OG China Joe, man, Minister Rico. It's going to be a lot of people coming through, so you want to tune in for that, 9 p.m. Central, same call in 714-409-0548, you know what I'm saying, Chicago ceasefire. Let's hope we can get some of these kids to just quit doing this shit. Enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? City of Chicago needs, you know what I'm saying, needs time to heal. Man, it's fucking brutal. You know what I'm saying? Calling this shit Chirac, and it's real because it's worse. You know what I'm saying? Right here in America, you don't have these motherfuckers on the media putting that shit out there. You don't have them trying to do something, trying to help these kids. Instead, you just ignore the problem. And that's why we are where we are today, so many years later, because we saw this shit break out in the 80s, you know what I'm saying, even before that, you know what I'm saying, and it's continuing now, and it's getting worse than ever, and nothing's being done about it. These kids need fucking hope, they need a chance, you know what I'm saying, right now they ain't got a fucking chance. So, you know, we got some you know, very humble individual that is going to come on this show and try to reach some of these youth this Sunday, 9 p.m. Central. And, again, check out KFYB. Get your laugh on fucking Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, Mac J, Velvet Rose. Of course, you know what I'm saying, Six the Shocker. He's the only one that can do it, you know what I'm saying, like that. That fool just, I mean, I could just let him on. And, you know what I'm saying, he'll go, within a matter of minutes, he's talking about running fingers up in some chick. Dude is a genius. I keep telling the motherfucker, you got to do that stand-up shit, but he'll probably get arrested if he does. But, no, we're going to get out of here, man. I'm gonna leave this with the Crucifix Clan. I don't know the name of the song. I just call it the fucking Poltergeist song because it has that Poltergeist theme. know what I'm saying, it's dedicated to everybody that ain't here no more, you know what I'm saying. Check us out. We might have another show tomorrow. I don't know, man. It depends on what happens. This show, it just happened out of the blue like so many of them. You know, just like our first show, man. Kay Reno literally, you know, became a guest 3 minutes before we went live. You know, and Dice, I remember making a post. Does anybody know where this cat is at? And within a few hours, man, finally located him. He agreed to come on tonight and do the show. So I want to thank Dice for coming on. Thank everybody for coming on. Don't forget UGSforLife.com. And I promise you, this motherfucking magazine's coming. We're working right now. Oh, yeah. Also, if you're in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, on the I believe it's 20th, you know what I'm saying, Dream Day is going down. We'll make sure my brother Six, I think it's going down 20th. So check it out. Definitely check it out. But check this song out right here, the Murder Master Music Show, episode 62, man. We're closing up shop.
Dedicate this motherfucking round to my nigga Rocco, my nigga Allen. Doing that life of hell in a cell, you feel me? My nigga's dead and gone. We miss you, man. Light up that blunt every day. Just think about them times we had. Drink that motherfucking liquor. Try to clear my mind from all the bullshit. Y'all keep your motherfucking head up. Want y'all to know, still praying for y'all.
We on these streets of concrete where we battle for things we got by all means. Fight for control for the money and those to be almighty powerful taking a toll. Shouldn't get raised to buck with that gauge. Only direction locked up in the cage. Too many niggas have died for the cause to move with that ladder of being the boss. Lost to get crossed, not finding the box. Under the roof that's locked on the cross. Arms across chest as they soap with the red. Lost in the struggle and put to the chest. Don't call me no model for shit in the bottle. They call me the one that you stay away from. Calling me trouble, they're more than a devil. When police they search me and find I'm a gun. Think that you're doing it, lock me in chains. Lock me away and you think I'm gon' change. Yeah, I fucked up and I caught me a case. Leave me alone while I go by my way. I need to just think about this for a day. Man, I just wish that I had me some hate. Light up the split, you gon' take me away. Up in the clouds where I pray it won't stay. Call me no model for chin in the bottom. They call me the one that you stay away from. Call me no model for chin in the bottom. They call me no model for chin in the bottom. They call me no model for chin in the bottom. They call me the one that you stay away from. Calling me trouble, they're more than a devil. When police they search me, no mano for chillin' the bottom. Call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me the one that you stay away from. Call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me the one that you stay away from. Calling me trouble, they're more than a devil. When police they search me in front of my gun. I hope if I die tonight, we'll meet in the afterlife. So much pain running through my veins. Seems suicide's the only way up out of this world of sin. Niggas die just to make demands. We pray on the weakest man, but the weakest will do you in. Turn your back. They come in to get your ass and laugh when you see that strap. Not care about that aftermath. Now tell me who's selling it. It could be the president. Them same tons of bitches who brought that crack to our residence. They trying to wipe us out, but they ain't getting all of us. Retaliate is a fucking must. Retaliate is a fucking must. We do what we gotta do every damn day to survive. Defeat and pay the damn children and put them in a warm bed at night. And if that makes me a criminal to them police and petty hoes, I am who I am, the diary of a madman, the last of the greatest priest, who one day gon' run these streets, overrun all the government and get rid of them police, until that damn day comes. Gonna keep my head in the clouds, gonna take care of my children and try to stop acting fucking wild. Something would happen to me up on these damn streets, just working to eat. I hope that my children would pray at night, knowing they daddy gon' be alright, and knowing that he is in afterlife. Fear know that I tried so you could survive. I did what I had to do every damn day. I worked like a slave for minimum pay. No harm in your way, you'll always be straight as long as I'm paid. Call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me the one that you stay away from. Call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me no mano for chillin' the bottom. They call me the one that you stay away from. Calling me trouble, they're more than a devil. When police they search me in front of my gun.
Lord, I'm asking, please don't let my children go down the same path that I went down. Lead them a different direction. Right now I'm lost and I ain't never gonna be found. So please
me no mano for chillin'. Don't find me no mano.